Turn with us to the book of Genesis. Turn with us, if you will, to Genesis chapter number 6. Our thought this morning is this: sticking to the plan. Genesis chapter number 6, we want to read beginning in verse number 13, and we want to read down to verse number 22. And God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within, without, with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and the cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower second and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, how even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, keep them alive with thee. Thou shalt be made male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. Take thou unto thee all food that is eaten. Thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Oh, dear friend, when we began to look at this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me how that Noah, this man of faith, did his work in accordance to the plan of God. For you see, dear friend, the Lord instructed Noah on how to construct that ark. And I thought in the week that we ministered, how that God instructs us, how that he gives to us the provisions needed to do what it is that he would have us to do. It is our responsibility to stick to the plan. It is our responsibility to do things in accordance to the will of God. And we read there in Genesis 6, in verses 13 through 22, how that God instructed Noah, how that God blessed Noah and gave Noah an opportunity to do the things that would bring God glory. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord has blessed us and he's enabled us to bring him glory if we will simply stick to the plan that he has before us. Now notice here, the Lord told Noah to build it by cubits. You might say, Brother Lim, what is a cubit? A cubit measures around 18 inches. Back in those days, in biblical times, they would measure from the tip of their finger to the point of the elbow. That was roughly 18 inches. And when the Lord began to instill these plans in the heart of Noah, he desired for him to keep them to the letter. I tell you today, dear friends, when the Lord instructs us and gives us a commission, it is God's will, and we stick to it. the best of our abilities. You see, dear friends, we live in a day and time when many talk a talk that they rarely ever walk, simply because they're unwilling to stick to the plans. Now, God gave Noah instruction. God gave Noah all that was needed to construct this ark. But many today, if given those instructions, they would simply think to themselves, I've got a better way. I believe I would just do it this way. I think I would conduct my business that way. I tell you, dear friends, it ain't our way. It's God's way. If you want to be blessed in the day and time in which it is that we live. And I tell you today, here's the instruction book. Here's the guidepost. And I tell you today, friends, if we stick to the plan of God, all will be well. You see, that's what's happened in the day and time in which it is that we live. I get up really early. Don't sleep much, go to bed late, and get up very early. I got up this morning, flipped on the television, which I rarely ever do, but I did. There was a preacher on there reading out of a text of scripture that I couldn't have followed him by no means. If he hadn't read at the bottom of the screen what book of the Bible he was in, I would have not even known it. I tell you, dear friends, we're to stick to the plan. We're to stick to the urgency of the Word of God. We're to do things in accordance to the will of God. And you can rest assured of this, all will be well. I began to feel in my heart that many has varied to the degree where they're taking on water. I tell you, friends, the Lord gave Noah the instructions that he needed, not that he would take on water. The Bible tells us that he was to put pitch on the inside, on the outside. You say, Brother Lim, what is pitch? That was a sealant that was used to keep out the water that was coming. You say, Brother Lim, how does that apply to the day and time in which it is that we live? I tell you, friends, through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have what is called the blood atonement. We're sealed with the Spirit. And if we stick to the plan of God, you can rest assured that all will be well. All will be well. Come hell or high water, all will be well. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. How do I know that? I feel that in my heart. How do I know that? I tell you, friends, my name is recorded in God's Lamb's Book of Life. That's how I know that. Sticking to the plan. Now, Noah was a great man of faith. Noah was a man who had a desire to be obedient. And God blessed him in a tremendous way. And I thought about Noah. I thought about all of us. Look, if you will, what Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah 29, in verse number 11, the Word of God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I tell you, dear friends, all can be well in your heart, your mind, in your soul if you'll simply stick to the plan. The Bible teaches us that we have not. Why? Because we ask not.
we are not obedient to the will of God in many cases in our lives, and we find ourselves floundering, and we find ourselves taking on the water of sin in our lives. I tell you today, dear friends, through by the power and the might of an almighty God, all these things can be held at bay. We'll simply stick to the plan. I desire to be blessed. You desire to be blessed. And I tell you, dear friends, if you and I are obedient to what it is that God would have us to do, praise His glorious name, we will be blessed. But you see, here old Noah was a preacher. Here old Noah was a preacher. He was someone who had a desire to do the things that God would have him to do. And the Bible tells us there in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 7, the Bible says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God. Oh, dear friends, this instruction book, it gives us what we need to press on through the life that we're living. God has enabled us to thrive in the midst of heartache and pain and suffering if we'll simply stick to the plan. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. And God has given you and He's given me all that we need to get through. You say, well, brother, I'm going through difficulties. I'm going through hardship. I'm going through trial, tribulation, heartache, pain, and suffering. Yes, yes. For Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 45, and it rains on the just and on the unjust. But what makes a difference in a child of God's life is when he or she sticks to the plan. Stick to the plan. You see, when the Holy Spirit made His abode and He sealed me, the world can't get in. It can manipulate. It can connive. It can do all these things. But I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Because Noah stuck to the plan, the rains came. The flood came. And for 40 days, for 40 days, he rolled. I've thought about old Noah. I've thought about how that he and his family were aboard that great vessel with all these animals and all this food and all turbulence and all these waves and all this suffering that was going on around them. And I thought about how they made it through to Mount Ararat. I tell you, friends, hey, he made it through. He stuck to the plan of God. Was it easy? No. Was it easy? No. You say, well, I don't know how easy it was or how hard it was. I know one thing. Many of you could get stuck in a boat with your family for 40 days. You'd be ready to kill each other after day 7. But he stuck to the plan. He stuck to the plan that God gave him, and he built it to the specifications of the Lord in the midst of ridicule, in the midst of heartache, in the midst of rejection. He stuck to the plan, and God blessed. God blessed. You know, God will bless us. I may not know how everything in our lives will turn out, but I do know God's got this. Because God's got this, He's got us. He had Noah. He had his family. He's got us. The rains came. The floods came. They beat angrily upon that ark. But the water was held at bay. And you know something, dear friends? I believe old Noah and family just rode it out.
I tell you, dear friends, I believe on the authority of God's word that he brings to us what it is we need to do the things that God would have us to do. For you see, dear friends, Noah was something. He was a preacher of righteousness. He was someone who was willing to proclaim the good news of the word of God despite the anger and the maliciousness and the sin and the heartache and the pain that was around him. Sometimes we just don't feel like hanging our head high, do we? Sometimes the weight of the world seems so hard and heavy that we feel so down and out. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I just don't know how I can face tomorrow. Well, dear friends, I can sympathize with you there. But this I know, I don't face tomorrow alone. When you think of Noah and his family there in that vessel and you count the number that was there, you got to remember there was one more. That was the Lord, who never left, nor did he forsake. And when he got Noah in the position that him and his family was settled, you know what blesses my heart? God closed the door. God closed the door and he sealed him, praise God, in until the time of landing had occurred. You may be in the midst of that today. You might be in the midst of a turbulent period in your life. And you might be saying, Brother Lynn, I just don't know how I'm going to get through it. I tell you, friends, stick with a plan. Well, you know Jesus, you've been sealed. If you know Jesus, he won't overcome you. Because you see, dear friends, when Jesus told his disciples in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse number 33, he did it quite often. Jesus reassured them. And oh, dear friends, I don't know about you, but I need some reassuring every once in a while. But in John chapter number 16 and verse number 33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I'm so thankful for that. You know why? Because if you and I had not been sealed, if the atoning blood of Jesus Christ hadn't sealed us, the world would overcome us a long time ago. But I'm still going. I might be just plugging along, but praise God, I'm still going. Not on my merit, but by the grace of God. How wonderful that is, Bob. You can't get no better. You can't get no better. And I was reminded when I was looking here at the Word of God, Jeremiah writing in the book of Lamentations, in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and verse 23, the Word of God says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God's willing. Susanna, and he's able. Carry us through when we don't know how we're going to get through. All we got to do, stay the course, keep the faith, and stick to the plan. Because God's got a plan. When I don't know what direction to go, when I don't know what to do or say, I just got to trust in him. And that Savior that loves me and cares for me and that sealed me with his love and goodness, he'll take me by the hand. Old Noah couldn't get those animals in there. He couldn't get those animals in there. I sometimes think about these children, not children, I love each and every one of them, but sometimes they're like herding ants. Can you imagine the animals of the world all coming? It took the divine hand of God to get them in that ship. It took the divine hand of God to
to make that happen. And it's going to take the divine hand of God to get us through till we get home. He's able. Dear friends, what we got to do is stick to the plan. Let's stand to our feet.